And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. It is 6:06 a.m. We're broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We are joined in studio by a very good friend, all-star panelist, recovering journalist, currently a public affairs specialist, Mr. Clint Brewer. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, Mike.
Well, we were listening to the news there, and there is a court decision has been made in the issue of the redistricting of the state legislature,
yes,
and particularly in the state Senate. Now, just to remind you, this is not a court decision related to the congressional redistricting. As far as I can tell, I don't think there's going to be, it doesn't look like there will be any challenge to the U.S. House redistricting.
State House.
Well, the U.S. House, there's going to be no challenge to the U.S. House, right?
Right.
Right. But we'll come back because eyes kind of glaze over. If there's a challenge to the U.S. House, it would have to go into the federal district court. Hasn't happened yet. Is there like a timeline by which they would file anything there?
Well, I mean, we've got two things happening in tandem. There's a redistricting plan for these congressional seats. There's a redistricting plan for the state Senate and a redistricting plan for the state House.
So we got three things going on. Of those now, and now, they're not just plans, they're laws,
right,
that have been put in effect. To challenge the district for the U.S. House of Representatives, you'd have to go to federal court, probably not state court, I would think.
One would think.
Yeah, one would think. But there's no challenge been raised. And then the incumbent, Jim Cooper, Democrat, who's an attorney, Rhodes Scholar, reviewed that plan and said he doesn't think he has a case. He's not challenged. It's unlikely to be challenged. I think if a challenge were to be made, it would have to be made before April 21st, because that's the deadline for the Secretary of State to print ballots.
Right. But, I mean, the state Senate deadline has already been pushed back.
Now, let's go back and then say
So it's hard to say, right? I mean, you could put
Well, hold on. Yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit. When you say there's what the Secretary of State does, which is to set the ballot on April 21st. Now, back to this recent decision yesterday, I guess, a panel of state court judges have said we've looked at the state Senate redistricting, and there's a part of the Tennessee Constitution that it violates. It has to do with the numbering of the districts, yeah, and being adjacent within the county. Your eyes kind of glaze over when you hear it, but they've sent it back to the Tennessee General Assembly, is that right? And said, you've got 15 days to fix it.
That's right.
And
right,
if you don't fix it, we'll fix it.
And the issue is the districts in Davidson County. So the very Byzantine sort of obscure law is, and it's in the Constitution, is that if seats are in a single county, meaning that if you have multiple seats in a county, they have to be numbered sequentially. And the point there is even an odd-numbered seats are staggered in terms of when they run. So they don't want any one county to have mass turnover at
state
the same
Senate,
time.
There are 33 state Senate districts. Half of them, I guess, 16 will be this year, and then another 17 will be next year. It's 4-year terms, so they're staggered.
Well, it'll be the next cycle.
Right, 24. The next cycle.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, it seems to me, actually, I've looked at that map, and I think the courts probably have a good point here in terms of what the Constitution, state Constitution, says.
Right. But and what's interesting to me is, I mean, all this law is, you know, And Senator Johnson, Majority Leader Johnson, he made a good point, which is, well, this has been ignored in the past.
1 minute.
When Democrats controlled redistricting, because it's been in the Constitution for a long time. So
Democrats ignored it.
Yeah.
But Republican, and it is a very, I don't know what you say, it's a little bit obscure.
It is,
but it's in the Constitution.
Well, I mean, you only look at it every 10 years, right?
Right.
But what's interesting to me, and we can get back to this in the next segment possibly, is what is the Republican Party going to do with Nashville? Because, I mean, you've seen a piece of it broken off and putting it
in the state senate.
Into the 5th congressional district. But now you're seeing a piece of it broken off and put it into Mark Pote, Senate 17th district seat.
Wilson County.
I mean, it's what do you do with Davidson? And it's.
There's a way to figure it out.
It's causing some consternation.
Yeah, because it'll have impact on incumbents.
It will. Because
that's the key.
I don't think they necessarily want a piece of Davidson.
I think you're right. We'll be back with more. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Clint Brewer. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.